Longtime listeners know we love birds, and the Pine Island Sanctuary on North Carolina's Outer Banks is home to 183 species. Its marshes also protect North Carolina's coast from floodwaters, but the marshes are being eroded by rising seas and a changing climate, and the Audubon Society is on a years-long surveying project to map the habitat of rare, secretive marsh birds, because what they learn from the birds will serve as an indicator of what the future of the marshes might look like. Jason DeBruin from member station WUNC reports.
Before heading out for an evening survey, the Audubon Sanctuary Director Robbie Fern points on the map where he and his team are going.
Out into this deciduous swamp forest in here, which is right on the edge of this marsh, and we'll sample in here as well.
The team suits up in waders and heads into the 2,600-acre reserve to survey randomly plotted points. Sometimes the mud is so thick it sucks off your boots. A few minutes later, they stop. It's time to listen. Team members stand perfectly still, looking in different directions. They listen and record what they hear.
So if there are birds calling, we make note of that. If we see any of the species that we're surveying for, we make note of that as well. And we're also monitoring and looking around for other species that we can detect beyond those that we're surveying for.
After listening for 5 minutes, Kat Bowler, who manages the Audubon's Coastal Resilience Program, plays recordings of bird calls. She plays one every 60 seconds for another 5 minutes.
And those are a series of different rails, so King Rail, Virginia Rail, and the very rare Black Rail, which has recently been listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. We're also looking for common gallinule and least bittern.
All of this surveying for the black rail and other birds is more than just a nice exercise for these ornithologists. Bowler says the marsh birds they're studying provide an early indication about the effects of climate change on the marsh. If they hear fewer birds, they know the habitat has shrunk, which means the marsh has shrunk.
That's why it's important that we get out and we survey across the marsh so that we can have that landscape scale understanding of, you know, how healthy our marshes are, which has significant implications for the communities that are located around Currituck Sound.
Bowler says marshes serve as nurseries for many commercially caught fish, and they're a natural buffer protecting coastline from storm surges.
Marshes essentially act as this big sponge. They slow down floodwaters before they can actually damage, you know, property and erode the shoreline.
Sanctuary Director Robbie Fern says marshes also prevent global warming in the first place.
They actually sequester more carbon than tropical rainforests do. So the more we protect the marshes, the more we protect the atmosphere. So it all ends up being interrelated, and it's critical that we pay attention to the canary in the coal mine, because otherwise you end up with, you know, a dead system, and we want a vibrant system.
By the time work at the day's last survey point is done, the sun had set and it was a bit of a challenge to get back to the truck. Fern guided the group out, exhausted but determined.
So it's a challenge to do, but it's important work to do.
A recent study estimates that global warming has increased flood damage costs across the country by more than $2 billion per year over the past 3 decades. For Here and Now, I'm Jason DeBruin.